The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum. Chapter 23. Kalinda the Good Witch grants Dorothy's wish. Before they went to see Kalinda, however, they were taken to a room of the castle, where Dorothy washed her face and combed her hair. The lion shook the dust up his mane and Scarecrow patted himself into his best shape and woodsman polished his tin and oiled his joints. When they were all quite presentable, they followed the soldier girl into the big room. The wretch Glinda sat upon a throne of rubies. She was both beautiful and young to their eyes. Her hair was a rich red in colour. It fell in flowing ringlets over her shoulders. Her dress was pure white. Her eyes were blue and they looked kindly upon the little girl. "What can I do for you, my child?" she asked. Dorothy told the witch all her story, and her cyclone brought her to the land of Oz, and she found the companions of the wonderful adventures they had met with. "My greatest wish now," she added, "is to get back to Kansas, for Aunt May. Em will surely think something dreadful has happened to me. That will make her put on mourning, and unless the crops are better this year than they were last, I'm sure Uncle Henry can't afford it." Glinda leaped forward and kissed the sweet, upturned face, the loving little girl. "Bless your dear heart," she said. "I'm sure I can tell you a way to get back to Kansas." Then she added, "But if I do, you must give me the golden cap." "Willingly," exclaimed Dorothy. "Indeed, it's of no use to me now. When you have it, you can command the winged monkeys 3 times. I think she'll need their service just those 3 times, answered Glinda, smiling. Dorothy then gave her the golden cap, which said to the Scarecrow, "What will you do when Dorothy has left us?" "I return to the Emerald City," he replied, "for Oz has made me its ruler and people like me. Anything that worries me is how to cross the hill with the hammerheads. By the means of the golden cap, I should command the winged rabbit monkeys to carry you to the gates of Emerald City," said Glinda, "for it would be a shame to bribe the people of so wonderful ruler." "Am I really wonderful?" asked the Scarecrow. "You're unusual," replied Glinda. Turning to the Tin Woodman, she asked, "What will become of you when Dorothy leaves this country?" He leaned on his axe and thought a moment. Then he said, "The Winkies were very kind to me. They wanted me to rule over them. After the Wicked Witch died, I was fond of the Winkies. If I could get back again to the country of the West, I should like nothing better than to rule over them forever." "My second command of the winged monkeys," said Glinda, "be that they carry you safely to the way of the Winkies. Your brain may not be so large to look as those of the Scarecrow, but you are really brighter than he is. When you are well polished, I'm sure you'll rule the Winkies wisely and well." Then the witch looked at the big shaggy lion and asked, "When Dorothy has returned to her own home, what will come of you?" "Over the hill, the hammerheads," he answered, "lies a grand old forest, and all the beasts that live there made me their king. If I could only get back to this forest, I would pass my life very happily there." "My father commands the winged monkey," said Glinda, "shall carry you to the old forest. Then, having used up the power of the golden trap, I shall give it to the king of the monkeys, that he and his band may therefore be free forevermore." The Scarecrow and his woodsman, the lion, now thanked the good witch earnestly. "For the kindness of Dorothy," exclaimed, "you are certainly as good as you are beautiful, but you have not told me how to get back to Kansas." "The silver shoes will carry you over the desert," replied Glinda. "If you had known their power, you would have gone back to your Aunt Em the very first day you came to this country." "And then I should not have had my wonderful brains," cried the Scarecrow. "I might have passed my whole life in a farmer's cornfield. I would not have my lovely heart," said the Tin Woodman. "I might have stood and rusted in the forest at the end of the world." "I should live for a coward forever," declared the lion. "No beast in all the forest would have good word to say to me. This is all true, said Dorothy. I am glad I was of use to these good friends. But now that each of them has had what he desired, most desired, and each is happy having a kingdom to rule besides us, I think I should like to go back to Kansas. The silver shoes, said the good witch, have wonderful powers, and one of the most curious things about them is it can carry you to any place in the world, 3 steps, and each step being made in a wink of an eye. All you have to do is knock the heels together 3 times, command the shoes to carry you wherever you wish to go. If that is so, said the girl joyfully, I'll send the courier back to Kansas at once. She threw her arms around the lion's neck and kissed him, patting his big head tenderly. Then she kissed the Tin Woodman, who was weeping in the most dangerous to his joints, but she hugged the soft body of the scarecrow in her arms instead of kissing his painted face. And found she was crying herself at this sorrowful parting for her loving comrades. Glinda the Good stepped down from a ruby throne to give the little girl a goodbye kiss, and Dorothy thanked her for all her kindness she's shown to her friends and herself. Dorothy took Toto up suddenly in her arms, and having said her last goodbyes, she clapped the heels of her shoes together 3 times, saying, take me home to Aunt Em. Instantly, she was whirring through the air so softly that all she could see or feel was the wind whistling past her ears. Silver Shoes took 3 steps. Then she stopped, so stunning that she rolled over upon the grass several times before she knew where she was. At length, however, she sat up and looked about her. Good gracious, she cried, for she's sitting on the bald Kansas prairie. Just before her was a new house Uncle Henry built for her after the cyclone carried away the old one. Uncle Henry's milking the cows at the barnyard. Toto jumped out to her arms, running towards the barn, barking furiously. Dorothy stood up and found she was in her stocking feet, for the silver shoes had fallen off in her flight for the air and were lost forever in the desert. Chapter 24. Home Again. Aunt Em had just come out the house to water the cabbages when she looked up and saw Dorothy running towards her. My darling child, she cried, folding the little girl in her arms and covering her face with kisses. Where in the world did you come from? From the land of Oz, said Dorothy, gravely. And there he was Toto too. Oh, Aunt Em, I'm so glad to be at home again. The end.